good time, and then both teams had their chances before we get the winner.
Can you talk about the one that tied it up? Describe that play, the final seconds.
Yeah, we were able to get in our end, and I made a drop pass to Gonchar, who drew a couple of guys to him, fed it out to Milo, and I was able to get loose on the far side, and Milo threw a great pass to me that I could kind of chip over the glove.
There must have been some kind of sense of urgency in the last minute there.
Yeah, I mean, you try. We know we're down by one, and we have to force it shorthanded. I'm sure they are frustrated not being able to clinch the win there, but for us it's huge to come up with that goal and give ourselves a chance. And where we find a way to win, it's a huge game for us.
You've said many times that the way this team plays makes you proud late in games. It's just another one of those games for prisoners.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't always work out, but we always believe we can do it. That's a good feeling to have, and obviously with a minute and a half to go, and we get a penalty. It doesn't look good, but we know we have some skill. We made some good passes and found an opening, and that's gives us a chance to win.
What's that mean?
That's a big hole, as everybody knows. Now it's 2-1. We've got a couple of days to regroup, and game three is always important in the series, so we're right back in it.
Carl Turris.
It's been fun. Yeah. He's a very good player, obviously, and to go head-to-head against him and exchange, opportunities, and it's fun. It's a good experience.
Kyle, is that a little bit more of the style of game you guys have to play, keeping it low scoring and hanging in there and getting great goaltending?
Well, we just got to play our game. And whether it's low scoring or high scoring, as long as we're playing our game, we'll find ways to have success.
I'd rather ask the obvious question, but how important is that?
It's very important. It, on home ice, the crowd was nuts. We had so much energy coming out. Thought we were off to a better start today. And to tie it up late like that and have that second win coming into the dressing room and go out, and the crowd was awesome. So it was a great game.
Prior to Alfie scoring the goal, are you guys thinking, here we go, it's going to be 3-0 before the end of this game very quickly?
No, not at all. We knew we just had to jump offensively and try to create opportunities even though we were short. Cons and I were trying to do that right off the bat, and Alfie Milo made a great play.
Call them grinders or muckers, but I don't know if that's the correct term, but you guys, Benoit, the greedy types of the guys who make that goal happen, is that just the case if that's what happens in playoff hockey, or somebody like that can somehow win this thing?
I don't know if it's somebody like that, it's just the plays like that. All the plays are around the net and scrums and rebounds, and they're uglier goals than what we're used to in the regular season. And
that's what it takes.
Oh, sure.
All the guys are on the ice there, and nice finish, and it's a huge goal for the series for us.
How would you say you played tonight?
I felt all right. Felt good during the game. During the overtime, I got a little tired, but I haven't skated that much, so I wasn't too surprised. But good. I did some all right things, and I'm sure I'll get better.
Glad to have the first game out of the way.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, and especially to get a win. It's a big difference being in a 2-1 series and down 3-0. So definitely, feels good.
Talk about that Alfredson goal and what he's done for this team, what he's done for this city over the years to breathe new life into this series.
Yeah, it's a totally different series, and we don't get those goals, and we're down 3-0. That's a big goal to come back from. So it was a huge goal. The bench was pretty excited, and when you get a goal like that, you feel like good things are going to happen for you. Good.
Thanks.
Very good news for me. Yes, I have to thank the schedule maker because it's a long game for me, and to have till Wednesday will definitely help me.
That was probably asked, I'm sorry, but how did you feel for the first game?
Good. Yeah, it's a long time without playing a game, but
what feels normal. I don't
don't think I can think about too much what happened in the past. And you know, I just got to go out there and play the way I've always been playing. Even if it doesn't work out all the time, I got to make a decision and stick to it, even if it's not always the right one. And you know, today it turned out to be okay.
Question, but how big is that win for this team?
Huge. I think we came out strong, and you know, we really showed that we wanted to play right from the start, and we had them pushed back for a long time, and we just couldn't beat Raccoon, which played great today, and you know, somehow we found a way, and it didn't look too bright in the end there, but we came through, and you know, going into overtime there, it felt like we had everything in our own hands, and we just wasn't afraid to lose.
With the minute to go before Alfie scores, are you thinking, here we're going to end up down 3-0 before this game ends?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't look bright, as I said, but, you know, you sit in there and there's nothing you can do. It's over with, and it doesn't really matter what you think, how mad you are, or how bad you think the penalty was. It's not up to me. I can't change anything. You know, you just got to believe in the guys out there, and we really pushed hard to get a goal, and you know, we came through.
Did you feel a lot more comfortable yourself with it tonight? You looked it.
Yeah, I mean, I think I probably played my best game so far since I came back, and I think a lot had to do with the team just coming out right from the start and playing really well, and we played solid right away, and you know, get in their zone and get to work them a bit, and just kind of took it from there.
Eric, thanks, is that the loneliest place in the world?
Just built off that, continued to try to get some success.
Is that a case of playoff hockey where, call them muckers, if you will, Pajot, Benoit, Greening gets the goal type guys were out there?
You know, the ice gets real choppy out there towards the end of the game after a couple of times. Just, you don't know what kind of bounce you're going to get. You just got to find a way to just keep getting pucks to the net and hope for some lucky bounces. You know, had some luck my way with couple posts they hit, but you know, sometimes you gotta be lucky to be good.
Paul talked to, when he replaced you in the last game, it wasn't because of you, but did you feel you needed to have a bounce back game or anything in tonight?
You know, I just want to give the team a chance to win regardless of what the past performances are. You can't dwell on what happened in the past. You can't say if I should have could have, but what am I gonna do for the team next? And that's same thing after tonight. You know, we're happy we won. We're glad we took care of business in game three, but we have to look forward to game four and then start getting ready for that.
Oh, my God.